What's happening?
CJ, does the start of this season feel different for you? Coach said you're in the best shape of your life. Does it feel different for you?
I do believe I'm in the best shape of my life. I thought I started hot last year, so, you know, but I am doing some things recovery-wise to keep my body fresh and to keep my mind fresh. So I want to continue to keep doing that. I think, you know, as my teammates is helping me with that too, learning from DT and Emmanuel and Vaughn and Talib, who've been in the league long enough. So you start getting around and, you know, my life's changed a little bit financially. So now I can afford some of those other toys that help those veterans, you know, stay healthy for 16 weeks.
You just talk about you guys have kind of had to mix and match in the line a little bit, and you still were able to 2 weeks in a row now put some things together.
Yeah, I said it before, Leg. I mean, I just really believe that it doesn't matter who we throw in or who we put in. We're going to run our scheme, you know, the best way possible. And even when we were in preseason, when Hop was having success and Steven Ridley was having success and, you know, that third preseason game, myself and Jamal having success, it didn't matter if it was the first, second, or third O-line, whoever's in, we made plays.
There were some people that came into this game talking about 21 on the other side. Is it a little bit of point of pride to be like, hey, I'm the 100-yard guy?
I just try to be the best I can every week. And, you know, I don't feed into that. I respect Zeke tremendously. I think he's a really good back. The fact that teams load the box and game plan against him is something special. So, you know, you definitely want to put yourself up there at the top. And, you know, me and my O-line, we took that personal. We just want to continue to get better, you know, week by week.
CJ, how would you evaluate where this offense is at right now? Put up a lot of points this week and seem to be doing it in a lot of different ways.
It's not where we want it to be. You know, we still have dead, I call it dead time. We still have dead time. We were hot, you know, we were good, then we came out cold, and then, you know, we had the turnover. So, you know, our goal is to get in the box every possession, you know. Every possession, get in the box somehow, some way. We don't care if it's run, throw, play action. We don't care. We just want to get in the box. So until we can do that, I think we can be where we want to be. But we're definitely going to take the performance we had today.
But so far, much better than last year. What would you say is the key so far?
I just think everybody buy into the scheme. You know, I think Mike McCoy got into a play call rhythm. I think that always helps. I think, you know, the O-line played tremendously, ran the ball effectively. You know, we gave up I think we gave up one or two sacks, gave up the sack fumble. You know, other than that, how we look at it is if we can just protect Trevor, whether that was this scheme now, Kubiak scheme, you know, last year, if we can protect Trevor, you know, we give ourselves a shot. So that's how we look at it.
CJ, what's the key for you on those catch and run? You had the screen play that you took for a touchdown. You had a couple others. What's the key there?
I just try to catch and get in space. You know, I'm a bigger guy, so when you see DBs and safeties, pretty much don't want to tackle too much. So I just try to catch and get in space. And, you know, the good thing about it, what people miss is just a downfield blocking by, you know, Emmanuel and DT and Benny and Cody, even Isaiah on the screen that, you know, on the first down. So, you know, I just try to get myself in space and just try to let my ability work for best for me.
CJ, what did you think of your quarterback's performance? He had four touchdowns on the day.
Yeah, I thought he played tremendous. Once again, you know, when we protect him, good things happen. You know, he's understanding the game plan and he's believing it, and we're just following the plan. We're following the script, you know, going down the script play by play, and, you know, he's definitely into what he wants to get done, and, you know, he's a general and keeping us out there. So we know 13 could be a real good weapon for us if we keep him on his feet.
Anything else for CJ? Thank you.
Thank you.